The topic of boundaries or establishing healthy boundaries is nothing new. There are several ways and methods to achieve a sense of security and confidence with oneself and one's identity in Christ. But often the focus is how to build barriers by using boundaries, instead of knowing what your basic values or principles are, or even knowing what boundaries are needed to take place. So if you're interested in my coaching services, here's a snippet of what I discuss. So tune in, take note, and get ready. Whether knowingly or unknowingly, is the trauma you've experienced holding you captive? Or you're struggling with confidence in your identity in Christ? Or are you tired of being the superhero in everyone else's life except your own? Then sis, this podcast is for you. Here on Boundaries for Believers, you will find practical solutions that free from self-sabotage, your inner critic, and that drama that you volunteered yourself to be in. Hey, beloveds, I'm your host, Zipporah Adetolowa, a believer, wife, social worker, and a lover of all things old Hollywood. As a recovering people pleaser and former woe is me candidate, I've been there, you're not alone, and I'm on this journey with you. With that being said, grab your mug for that coffee or tea, or if you're feeling inclined for some wine, let's cheers on three. But before we dive into today's episode, I want to remind y'all of what was discussed last week, okay? So we have started a newsletter that will be available once a month, the first Wednesday of every month. And I want to just say, it is going to be so good, so juicy, so refreshing, and literally it will just pull on those heartstrings or make you just, you know, have a good chuckle here and there. So I definitely want to make sure that you tune in to hear the latest updates, how to join book clubs or memberships, or what else is happening with boundaries. And you want to make sure that you stay on top of what's to come. And second, about juicy updates and just more things on the horizon with Boundaries for Believers, we are starting our first virtual gathering. Yes, y'all, I want to see y'all's faces by connecting and joining and signing up to the April Book Club, April 4th. It will end May 23rd. So this will be each Thursday. We'll be joining in with a conversation, a book. And I really want to make sure that y'all sign up soon because there are limited spaces for this free book club and I can't wait to see you there. And yes, bring your wine, bring your juice, bring your water, and just bring your refreshing spirit that's ready to connect and build with other ladies like yourself. And to sign up, check out the link in the show notes. Okay, y'all, now let's get back to this episode. Y'all, I've never been a carpenter, but I must say I do enjoy a DIY project here and there. So it's not by chance that I have built my life coaching services based on building blocks. Also, what better way to address boundaries by understanding its foundation and how one can even uniquely build upon one's convictions, values, and principles based on their commitment to self and God. And though I admire Chip and Joanna Gaines, I am no expert in the bricklaying foundation, okay? So I did some searching to really understand how does one even build or create a wall or create a foundational brick wall and how is it done? And so I got a little bit curious. And what I looked up, there are pretty much eight steps. There are eight steps that will create this, you know, strategic and solid foundation of bricklayering. So these eight steps are: prepare the materials, number two, mix the mortar, number three, create a foundation, number four, create a string line, number five, lay the mortar, number six, start laying the bricks, number seven, cut the bricks for second row or for additional row, and number eight, lastly, tapping the wall. And I really liked how simple and straightforward this process was because I know like myself can easily complicate things. And if I'm using a simple strategy, I want to make sure that I convey simplicity within my life coaching services. So how this relates to my life coaching services consider the wall that we are building, a wall of protection, a border of protection within your relationship with God, yourself, and others. And this is why it's important to understand how boundaries reflect your convictions, your values, and your principles. So we're going to go all the way back to step 1 through 8 and how it mirrors the actual steps within my services. 8 steps. The steps are not completed all in one session. You can consider it like a building brick upon each layer, as in we ain't going to build Rome all in one sitting, okay? And on the flip side, I'm not here to hold anyone hostage either. But starting with the first step, prepare the materials. Here, I provide clients with an overview of the work we will do together. Another way to view this is highlighting the service as a tool inside your toolbox. Again, there are various ways to get to an outcome, but with working with me, the purpose of this is to be practical about healthy boundaries, so I can assist in equipping you with your own boundary journey. And number 2, mixing the martyr. Here, I want to get to know who I'll be working with as much as the person getting to know who they will be receiving services from. And so I would inquire about their view of self, what exactly is their relationship with Christ, and how their relationship dynamics with boundaries play a part, or the lack of boundaries play a part in their day-to-day. Leads us to step 3. Establishing the foundation. Here with the foundation, we all know that we are wonderfully complex, okay? And so we will just get honest about what are some of the complexities that you might have faced, you know, whether it's trauma, whether it's, you know, negative self-view of perhaps childhood played a part in that, or simply understanding what values want to stand on, and how biblical principles can help guide your way, or what existing biblical principles that are important to you. And in this section, we will also discuss how some theoretical frameworks play a part in one's identity and view of self. And we mentioned that previously as an attachment style. If you haven't checked out the previous episode, go ahead and tune into episode 18. And moving forward to steps 4 and 5 here, it's listed, create a string line. And number 5, lay the martyr. And these 2 sections, my breakdown is securing the alignment and also implementing how you want to see boundaries show up in your life. Is it with spousal? Is it within your family dynamics, work environment, and the like? But also when it goes back to securing the alignment, I would inquire about your hopes. As in, what are your hopes when gaining healthy boundaries? And do these hopes align with the unique foundation that was previously mentioned in the session? And that's where we take it a step further in steps 6, 7, and 8. As in, start laying the bricks. Number 7, cut the bricks for additional row or for the second row. And lastly, topping the wall. And so referring to step number 6, start laying down the bricks. That is where we go back to the juicy part. What exactly are your boundaries? What exactly are your values, your convictions? So we can redefine what your boundaries will look like. And starting with that, we focus on what are your non-negotiables? What are your principles, your priorities? So we can get to the other side of understanding self, understanding God, and understanding others. And moving forward, we discuss different frameworks. And this is where we do a little bit of, you know, conversational style of how you can start implementing your boundaries. What is a practical way that you can assert yourself that feels comfortable and assertive to you? Another component with the layering of the brick is another brick that will be essential. How do you affirm yourself? What does processing and reflecting look like? And also, when it comes down to prayer, how does the brick or the block of prayer add and reflect in your life? And with step 7, cut the bricks for a second or additional row. So with this, to add a little more context to this, part of brick layering from, hey, what I researched, one has to, you know, offset the bricks. And sometimes this requires to cut the brick in half to have a staggering effect. And what I'll be covering in my step 7 is having these uncomfortable conversations about what pruning looks like. And that may be we may need to shift a few bricks or blocks around. Perhaps, you know, there's been some new changes or new seasons in your life where you need to add a different boundary, or you need to figure out what boundaries no longer align with your foundations. And this is where discomfort may come along. And lastly, 8, topping the wall. Here I would discuss, how have boundaries, or the lack of boundaries, or rigid or toxic boundaries played a part with interfering with your purpose-driven work? And again, because this is a partnership, this will be you-centered, as in I want to understand, based on your foundations, your convictions, your beliefs, what does purpose-driven work look like to you now that you establish boundaries, now that you are walking in healthy boundaries and knowing where your core values lie, your border of protection within your relationship with God, yourself, and others has been established. Now it's time to focus on your purpose-driven work. Okay, beloved, that concludes our episode for today. And if you learned something about bricklayering or just getting understanding about the services I offer, I just want to say thank you for tuning in. And I'm so glad that you're here. So glad. And I cannot wait to see you at the April Book Club starting April 4th through May 23rd. Again, to sign up, check out the link in the show notes, because I want to see y'all's beautiful faces as we cackalack and just gain some more insight within the books that we will read. Starting with, you know what? I can't even give it away. Y'all just need to check out the link to learn more about it. And again, spots are limited, so sign up as soon as you can. And lastly, if you want to connect over there on the newsletter once a month, y'all, that is it, because I'm about my boundaries and I'm about respecting yours. So make sure you check that out as well. And there is a link in the show notes to also sign up and get connected to the newsletter, which is once a month, the first Wednesday of each month. Thanks for tuning in today. Whether this episode lightened your load, pulled on those heartstrings, or reinforced those boundaries, then sis, I'd love if you were to share this with a friend or left a written review on Apple Podcast. But if you want to continue this conversation with my trauma-informed life coaching services, then I invite you to check out the link in the show notes so I can best support you. In the meantime, follow us on Instagram at Boundaries for Believers. And see you next time, beloveds. Be blessed, be real, and go out there and redefine your boundaries.